Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, March 26th, 2020. I'm Rich Strappolino. Nikkei Asian Review reports that, according to sources, Apple may delay the release of 2020 iPhones due to significantly lower consumer appetite for phone upgrades. Previous reporting indicated that the next-generation iPhone could be delayed due to supply constraints, as Foxconn and other Chinese factories slowly ramp back to full production capacity. Apple reportedly will decide in May if it will release phones this fall. AMD announced that it was contacted in December 2019 by someone claiming to have source code and test files related to a subset of our current and future graphics products. Repositories of the files were hosted on GitHub and, according to Torrent Freak, include details on AMD's Navi 10, Navi 21, and Xbox Series X GPUs. AMD alleges that the leaked IP was stolen and sent takedown notices to GitHub, but claimed that the IP is not core to the competitiveness or security of our graphics products. Amazon notified sellers it temporarily paused repayments on its Amazon lending program until April 30th, and that balances would not accrue interest through that time. Amazon Lending offers merchants between $1,000 and $750,000 for capital investments, with term ranging from 3 to 12 months, and rates at 6% to 19.9%. The state of New York has started a COVID-19 technology SWAT team. It's looking for people with experience in product management, software development and engineering, hardware deployment and end-user support, data science, operations management, design, and other similar areas. The government of Singapore is making its Trace Together app source code freely available to developers around the world to use and modify. Trace Together can identify people who have been within 2 meters of COVID-19 infected patients using Bluetooth. Google published instructions for local businesses to update their search and maps profiles to list them as temporarily closed. The option is available to Google My Business users under the Close This Business on Google option, along with options to permanently close and remove the listing. Google previously said it's reaching out to businesses to confirm and update operating hours. A group of 33 attorneys general for U.S. states and territories sent a letter to Amazon, eBay, Facebook, Walmart, and Craigslist urging the platforms to take proactive measures to prevent price gouging on COVID-19-related items. The letter acknowledged that some steps have been taken by the companies to prevent price gouging, with examples like Amazon and eBay now blocking new listings for hand sanitizer and face masks. The letter calls on companies to have strong policies in place to deter the practice, create automatic triggers to prevent price gouging even when it's not an emergency, and to have easy ways for users to report listings. India's largest streaming service, MX Player, expanded to 7 new countries, including the US, Canada, and the UK. The service is free to watch with ads and offers over 20,000 hours of content from India-focused studios such as Sonar, Hoi Choi, Shamaru, and Hungama, as well as inking deals with local studios in the new markets. The app has over 175 million monthly users in India. Qualcomm announced 2 new audio systems on a chip, the QCC514X and the QCC304X. These are ultra-low-power Bluetooth chips designed for entry-level and mid-tier wireless earbuds. Both offer up to 13 hours of playback on a 65 mAh battery, offer active and hybrid noise cancellation, and support Qualcomm's true wireless mirroring to switch between mono and stereo audio. Both support access to voice assistants, with the QCC514X offering hands-free access with a wake word. Qualcomm expects the SoCs will be in products released in the second half of 2020. And finally, Folding at Home Project announced its cumulative compute capacity now exceeds 1.5 exaflops, employing 4.63 million CPU cores, as well as nearly 430,000 GPUs. Earlier this week, Folding at Home reported it received 400,000 new contributors in the last 2 weeks. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.